right, I've got an idea. I've got an idea. You know how there's this list of words that gets banned every year? I have a word that I want to put on that list first and foremost. The word is unprecedented. Unprecedented, because everything's unprecedented. It rained, by the way, in D.C., and they had flash flooding. Unprecedented. It's global climate change disruption disorder, according to AOC and her left friends. Apparently, they didn't see the flash flooding of 2011, of 1989, of 1974. Yeah, D.C., it's built on a swamp. What do you expect? Anyhow, unprecedented, my word that I want removed from the English language because of its overuse and entire approach. Okay, but I digress for a moment. My next guest, Julie Gundlach, director of the Independent Women's Forum Center for Progress and Innovation. Julie, welcome back.
I feel unprecedented joy being on this morning.
Well, I understand that. You know, that makes sense. That's good use of the word. Hope all is well with you. For those of you that don't know Julie, she's here to talk oftentimes about health and food and nutrition. And this day, e-cigarettes, because the FDA is trying to say that they're just as dangerous as cigarettes. We've got to ban them everywhere. It's really not true. And to me, Julie, it always comes back to tax dollars. You can't tax an e-cigarette the way you do tobacco. But I'm just a cynic. What are your thoughts?
Well, look, yes, you're right. It's not just the FDA, which has really led a campaign of misinformation under Scott Gottlieb, who just recently left the FDA and now has a sweet deal with Pfizer. How nice. but they led this misinformation campaign that was really terrible. It's an agency that's in charge of helping people stay healthier, and e-cigarettes have helped millions kick the smoking habit and switch over to vaping, which is 95% less harmful than traditional cigarettes. But you also have cities. So it's not only the federal government. You have cities like San Francisco who have now banned vaping in the city limits. But guess what's still available? Cigarettes. So you can't buy a vaping device like Juul or Blu or any of the other products. But you can buy cigarettes.
But hold on. I want to jump in there because, you know, it's not just cigarettes that are available. You can also get weed, heroin, methamphetamines. And if you're so inclined, you can go ahead and defecate right on the street.
Right. I mean, what's so funny? I always love it when people mention the pooping on San Francisco streets because it really is bonkers what's going on in San Francisco. The other thing that's really important to understand about San Francisco, it's the founding city of harm reduction. And if you don't know that phrase, there is this policy theory that, you know, governments should really endeavor to reduce the harm of certain things. So in the 60s and 70s, San Francisco really led the fight in things like condom distribution and methadone clinics and needle exchanges. And the idea was, well, look, some people have some really bad habits. Let's at least try to reduce the harm associated with them. And so here you have the ultimate harm reduction device, which is an e-cigarette, and they've banned it. And so I love how, you know, shooting up heroin is fine, and, you know, having unprotected sex is okay
for
San Franciscans. But, you know, e-cigarettes is a bridge too far, right?
Yeah, that's too much. That's crazy. It's radical talk, you know. Taxpayers get to buy the condoms, and then taxpayers get to buy the abortions, and taxpayers then get to pay for the kids if they decide not to have an abortion through. Strangers can have sex all day long. Strangers can have sex all day long. It's your job to pay the bill, Julie.
Aside. Look, let's not forget. Look, when you ban e-cigarettes, when you prevent people from getting a product that helps them stay away from much more harmful traditional combustible cigarettes, the taxpayers are going to have to pay for that, too.
You know what I don't understand? Here's the part I don't understand. You know, cigarettes are deadly. Cigarettes kill. Cigarettes are bad for you. Everybody hates cigarettes except for people that can tax the daylights out of them, make lots of money, and get, you know, money into their reelection coffers. But marijuana, man, is good for you. It helps the boys and girls grow up to be big and strong.
Right, absolutely. I mean, you've got a situation in Colorado where there's squatters, there's runaway teens, there's people just going into that state simply to use marijuana products. And that's the thing. When you smoke a marijuana cigarette, now I know there's edibles and there's other items, but when you smoke a marijuana cigarette, it's the same thing. It's combustion, it's heat, it's smoke, it's thousands of chemicals going into your lungs.
Right.
Which was what the harm was associated with with traditional cigarettes. And so it's, you know, it's amazing to me the cognitive dissonance we're seeing with these products.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, it's disingenuous. It's dishonest. And you're exactly right. When cities say, hey, you can do this and this and this, but we can't. And there's no rationale for it. I mean, there's no Socratic logic that follows there at all, Julie. None whatsoever.
Well, you know, Stephen, I don't want to go over my time here, so cut me off. But
oh, I will.
The thing is you also have the FDA suggesting to a lot of moms out there that there was a teen smoking epidemic. And, you know, we know the Democrats do this all the time, and apparently so do some Republican appointees, where you have a so-called crisis and you say, well, it's for the children. We have to ban this for the children. We saw that with Juul. We saw that with e-cigarettes. And the thing is really only 5.7% of teens habitually vape. Now, I'm not happy with that number either, but let's not call it a crisis. You know, that's another word we need to have banned.
Agreed.
Crisis, epidemic.
Everything's a crisis. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's an emergency, an unprecedented crisis. Yeah.
Unprecedented crisis
you
of vaping.
Yeah.
Doesn't exist. It's a lie. It's a myth. And it was designed to get parents, specifically moms, ginned up and worried and scared and get a sort of political activism started against these products.
Sure. Well, you know, the other thing about vaping is that obviously they're going back to the Colorado example, you can find vaping marijuana, THC derivatives that are oils that are also almost scent free. So once you're vaping, who knows where it goes? I can see that concern. But overall, sure. Yes, it's still better than smoking cigarettes. That's a fact. Julie, always good to have you. Julie Gunlock from the IWF. Julie, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me discuss these important issues.
That's exactly what you do here. Thank you. Have a great day. Julie Gunlock, everybody, the director of the Independent Women's Forum Center for Progress. Vaping. I do see tons of young people vaping. I've never done it. Never will. Not my thing, but something to keep an eye on. 25 after, you're on the Steve Gerber Show.